how that works, how quickly the week seems to go after a holiday. Hope it's been a good week for you so far and that the week will finish out strong for you. Right now, let's get an update on the roads and first warning weather. Gracie?
Well, roads are looking great right now with I-10 and I-110 not showing any major delays. If you do see something slowing you down, just give me a call to the traffic line, which is 850-262-6111. We do have a slight chance of rain for this evening, 20% chance for this evening for rain with a low of 71. And it's supposed to be beautiful this weekend with tomorrow being mostly sunny skies and a high of 86. It's mostly cloudy right now in Pensacola, 83 in Pensacola, 83 in Milton, and 82 in Gulf Breeze. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
Today's top three stories. Now, number three, the Atlantic hurricane season officially starts today. Or it started today. NOAA forecasting 12 to 17 named storms, 5 to 9 of those becoming hurricanes. And we already have out in the Gulf of Mexico what will likely be the first named storm, Arlene. It's forecasted to strengthen into a tropical storm before moving into a depression. But it's headed towards Cuba, so not going to impact us. The weekend forecast, as you just heard, looks pretty good. But still, an important reminder on this opening day of the Atlantic hurricane season. This thing just yesterday was forecasted, I think, 20% chance of development. And it went up to around lunchtime today, 70%. And now it's going to be a named storm, most likely, in all likelihood. So it happened really quickly. Thankfully, it's not going to be a strong storm, not going to reach hurricane strength, but it's just a reminder that in the span of 24 hours, a storm system can go from a 10 or 20% chance of formation to over 70% chance of formation. And this is just day one of the Atlantic hurricane season, but certainly hope that it's going to be a quiet one. Also, the Senate is racing to pass the debt ceiling bill and avert a default on the nation's crisis.
June 5th is less than 4 days away. At this point, any needless delay or any last-minute holdups would be an unnecessary and even dangerous risk.
That's Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer. Not clear when the Senate will vote on the debt limit package. The House passed it with a 314 to 117 vote last night. And an Air Force base in Nevada will not be holding a drag show that was scheduled for today, the first day of Pride Month. And our own Congressman Matt Gaetz kind of at the center of the controversy here. NBC News reports that top defense officials scrapped the event that was planned and approved, saying the Defense Department will not host drag events at U.S. military installations or facilities. This was Congressman Gaetz addressing Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin back in March.
Malmstrom Air Force Base outside of Great Falls, Montana, you had a drag queen story hour for kids. At the Joint Base Langley-Eustis, you put on a drag queen story hour on a Saturday for the first ever kid-friendly diversity, equity, inclusion summer festival.
So he followed that conversation up with a letter just last week as these events were still happening, saying that he needed immediate answers on why the shows were still going on. And so the DOD stepped in, it would appear, to cancel the event that was scheduled for Nellis Air Force Base today. And the Human Rights Campaign said that the Pentagon is, quote, giving in to bigoted far-right pressure. 6:15, a little past 6:15 right now, a check of the roads and first warning weather together.
Well, roads are still looking great right now. If you do see something showing delays, just give me a call to the traffic line, which is 850-262-6111. For weather, we're going to get an update from Joseph Neubauer on WEAR.
Looking ahead to Friday, and the weekend weather forecast provides us with hot and humid weather, but the rain chances will decrease only at about 10% each and every afternoon. Lots of sunshine. If you do head down to the beach to cool off, be mindful of the fact that we have some activity in the Gulf. It's not heading our way, but it could kick up the rip current risk on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So be careful if you do head down there and be mindful of what flag is flying at your area beach. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer here at WEAR News.
Thanks so much, Joseph. It's mostly cloudy skies right now. It's 83 in Pensacola, 83 in Milton, and 82 in Gulf Breeze. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, with your traffic and weather together.
Some local headlines. The Escambia Sheriff's Office investigating after a body was found behind a dumpster this afternoon. That was at around 3 o'clock near Mobile Highway and New Warrington Road. The victim described as a white male between 30 and 40 years old. The state medical examiner's office is now investigating. Welcome news for the Escambia School District yesterday as a new bill signed into law by the governor will allow school buses to be equipped with cameras to catch drivers who illegally pass by when buses are stopped.
Because prior to that, a officer had to actually witness the stop arm runner before they could issue a citation.
That's Darlene Hart, Escambia School's transportation director. She says they've put in the order for buses for the next school year, and they all plan on being equipped with the stop arm cameras. Beachgoers need to be extra cautious if you come across sargassum. That's all the algae that's been floating up onto Florida beaches, as it may contain the flesh-eating bacteria Vibrio.
The people that are going to get the flesh-eating bacteria, if you will, are people that enter the water with after a surgery with an open wound. They may even have new tattoos or new piercings even. They should avoid the water, especially if their immune system is low.
Dr. Joshua Lencha says the Vibrio bacteria sticks to microplastics mixed in with the sargassum, which creates the perfect pathogen storm. Symptoms can be severe or even life-threatening for some. Also, jury selection will start on June 12th for the Pensacola man accused in a fatal shooting back in November 2021 at the Oakwood Terrace Apartments. That's 26-year-old Jeremy Lane, charged with second-degree murder in the death of Travion Smith. Other state headlines of note, some businesses around Florida closed up shop today in solidarity with the Day Without Immigrants protest. They are speaking out over Florida's new immigration law that would suspend a business's license if it hires illegal immigrants.
We're tired of the senseless attacks against immigrants. We're tired of politicians in Tallahassee continuing to attack some of the most hardworking individuals in the state.
The law takes effect July 1st and will also ban local governments from issuing IDs to undocumented immigrants.
Also, Ron DeSantis has a new slogan for his presidential campaign. It's Make America Florida. The campaign is looking for financial support at his new website, makeamericaflorida.shop. And the site features an array of campaign merchandise for sale. That's going to include T-shirts, hats, stickers, koozies, all with the slogan DeSantis 2024, Make America Florida.
And final state update, the Coast Guard suspending their search today for the missing cruise ship passenger who went overboard on Monday. 35-year-old Ronnie Peel fell over the side of the Carnival Magic about 186 miles east of Jacksonville. Crew searched more than 5,000 square miles. We'll take a break, come back, national and worldwide headlines, some sports news as well. And then after the Fox News update at 6:30, we're going to replay our conversation with Escambia County Emergency Manager Travis Tompkins. Today, the first day of the Atlantic hurricane season. We'll hear what he has to say about hurricane preparedness. It's Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3.
I have diabetes. I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I have asthma. I'm at risk, too.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a vaccine that can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
What does it mean to have peace of mind? It doesn't just happen. It's by design. PGT Custom windows and doors are designed to stand up against some of the strongest weather conditions, guard against intruders, and reduce outside noise, adding value to your home. All you have to do is close it, lock it, and forget about it, giving you peace of mind. That's the freedom of PGT.
I can't wait for what's next. Even with higher stroke risk due to atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem, Eliquis, apixaban tablets, reduces stroke risk. It's the number one cardiologist-prescribed blood thinner.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without talking to your doctor, as this may increase your risk of stroke. Eliquis can cause serious and, in rare cases, fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or have antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding or unusual bruising, or if you have tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. It may increase your bleeding risk if you take medicines such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
Have you been thinking about getting fit but don't know where to start? Why not start at Running Wild? Running Wild specializes in fitting every person to the proper shoe, apparel, and training designed for their unique needs. An essential resource to the community on all things fitness related, Running Wild takes pride in serving, teaching, and encouraging customers to reach new goals. Start your fitness journey with the experts at Running Wild in Pensacola and Fairhope. Follow on Facebook or shop online at WeRunWild.com.
The best local resource that happens to be entertaining. News Radio Pensacola is on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Radio 92.3 AM 1620 Pensacola right now with Joe and Gracie. Always feel free to call or text in your thoughts or opinions to 850-437-1620. That's 850-437-1620. We do have Fiesta Days. We had the kickoff yesterday, and we have the downtown parade going on tomorrow. That is the Fiesta Parade rolling at 7 p.m. on Friday, June 2nd. It's going to be along the standard parade route, which is Spring and Garden to Palafox Street, and you can come out, celebrate with the crews, the Throws, and Don Tristan DeLuna. So make sure to check that out for a fun Friday night. Taking a look at our roads at 625 right now, I-10 and I-110 not showing any major delays, as well as 98 is running smoothly. If you do see something on the roads causing delays, you see an accident and have some details, just give me a call to the traffic line, which is 850-262-6111. And we should have a beautiful weekend coming up for our Fiesta celebrations with mostly sunny skies tomorrow and a high of 86. We do have some slight chances of rain for tonight. That's just 20% of slight chances of thunderstorms with a low of 71 for this evening. Mostly cloudy skies right now in Pensacola. It's 83 in Pensacola, 83 in Milton, and 82 in Gulf Breeze. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
Certainly appreciate that. Looking at national and worldwide headlines, we start in Iowa, where three people remain unaccounted for in the Iowa building collapse. Two people who lived in apartments in the portion of the building that collapsed may still be in the building.
Officers were able to make contact with two family members, and those people are okay and safe and out of that building.
That was the mayor there, but obviously the plans to demolish that building on hold for the foreseeable future, as it appears rescue operations still underway in Davenport.
And the Justice Department says it has audio from former President Trump talking about a classified Pentagon document that he took from the White House. CNN is reporting that in the recording, Trump acknowledges holding on to a classified document regarding a potential attack on Iran, and that he would like to share the information but is aware of the limitations of the declassified records.
Gracie told you last segment about the new theme of the DeSantis campaign, Make America Florida. He's been in Iowa earlier on this week and took on New Hampshire today.
People don't want to join a woke military. They want to join a military with integrity, a military that has its eye on the ball.
And also attacked the Biden administration as well. By the way, just as a reminder, two New GOP presidential candidates likely entering the field next week. Former Vice President Mike Pence and New Jersey Governor Chris Christie.
And Alabama Governor Kay Ivey has new school choice legislation on her desk. Lawmakers approved the expansion of a scholarship program yesterday. It aims to help low and moderate income students attend private schools. The change includes expanding income eligibility and increasing the number of students allowed to participate in this program.
Interesting one, where President Biden gave the address at the U.S. Air Force Academy graduation in Colorado and then made more news after his speech, appearing to be okay, though, after taking a fall while he was standing on stage.
Turning around after shaking the last person's hand, I ended up tripping on a sandbag. There's a number of sandbags on the stage.
NBC News' Gary Grumbach there. The president gave the commencement speech and shook hands with graduates as they walked across the stage to receive their diplomas. The Senate also approving legislation to block President Biden's student debt relief program. The Senate passed the measure in a 52-46 vote, though President Biden says he will veto that bill.
And one person died and 10 others, including 9 children, are seriously or critically injured after a major car crash that happened in Sacramento. Investigators believe that 11 people were riding in one car, and witnesses say that the car went out of control, then hit a curb in a tree, and then began smoking.
Texter makes an interesting point here that regarding DeSantis' slogan. Strongly dislike, even though I've been here 35 years, states have unique identities that they have pride in. If he says it's his own personal idea, I would be less inclined to vote for him. If he got caught by bad advice from a campaign staff member, I may forgive him and tell him, you're fired, a la Trump style. You know, I do agree that I don't think DeSantis came up with this. I mean, the Make America Florida, that was kind of protruding even well before he was in the race. Mm-hmm. But I do think for originality's sake, I actually thought the slogan that he came out with, and it escapes me now, but when the day that he announced it was on Twitter, maybe, Gracie, you could see if you can find that really quick. But that sounded much more, I thought, like a presidential slogan or campaign would. She's still looking for it. But no, I agree that the Make America Florida thing is, it's a copycat. I mean, let's call it exactly what
like
it is.
I feel like it's just an easy dig for Trump to be like, he's a personal.
It's easy, low-hanging fruit for Trump. So, he can't come up with his own slogan. He's got to mooch off of me. And so, I do think, though, that is something that if I were the DeSantis campaign, I would have maybe thought a little bit harder about that. I mean, I agree. I think you could have done better, quite frankly. 6:30, Fox News update. And following that, we'll hear from Escambia Emergency Manager Travis Tompkins.
Fox News, I'm Tom Rigotti. The debt ceiling bill is now in the Senate after House passage last night. Fox's Chad Pergen reports there's momentum to get the legislation approved quickly.
There is increasing optimism they can put this to bed tonight. The Senate saw the robust vote in the House last night, so nobody wants to halt this bill. They're trying to forge a time agreement.
Well, there's word a final vote on the bill could happen tonight after 9 p.m. Eastern. Meanwhile, House Speaker Kevin McCarthy is celebrating, but Fox's Aisha Hosni reports there's trouble on the horizon.
There are mixed emotions that are brewing on Capitol Hill right now in his conference. 71 Republicans voted no for this thing. Many of them are unhappy that spending cuts, they say, didn't go far enough, or that there were caps to defense spending. They don't like it.
America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Lululemon is looking very fit all of a sudden. The athletic apparel retailer just reported quarterly results that topped expectations on both the top and bottom lines, revenue hitting $2 billion. That sales figure was up a sharp 24% from a year earlier. Lululemon shares are soaring nearly 13% in after-hours trading. In today's regular session, stocks rebounded, with technology shares outperforming the broader market. The S&P 500 rose 41 points, the Dow Industrials rebounded 153, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ Composite leaped 165, or 1.3%. Well, Billy Joel has done more than 140 concerts at New York's Madison Square Garden over his five-decade career, and has been doing a monthly residency there over the last several years with a pandemic interruption. But MSG CEO James Dolan and Joel today announced the piano man will officially end his residency in July 2024 after his 150th show there. That's your money now.
This is Andrew Perloff with a CBS Sports Minute sponsored by AutoZone. Get in the zone, AutoZone. The Miami Heat are in an interesting spot. Starting the finals as decided underdogs to the Nuggets. You have to look pretty hard to find an expert picking Miami, but this is nothing new for the Heat. So far, they seem oblivious to expectations. They look like the more confident team, even when they're clear underdogs. So even if logic says Nuggets big, counting out Jimmy Butler and the Heat is always dicey. I'm Andrew Perloff.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. Thinking about gas mileage? If your check engine light is on, it may be affecting your MPGs, but the free AutoZone Fix Finder service can help. With the most complete free warning light report backed by technician-verified fixes, you'll know what's affecting your gas mileage and more, and you don't have to drive too far to find the fix. The free AutoZone Fix Finder service is available at all 6,200 stores.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
See details at AutoZone.com.
The Dell Technologies Summer Sale event is on, with limited quantity deals on top tech. Save on select PCs powered by the latest Intel Core processors like thin and light XPS 13 laptops, Inspiron laptops, and 2-in-1s. Plus, get savings on select accessories, free shipping, and monthly payment options with Dell Preferred Account. It's the perfect season to power your passions during Dell's Summer Sale event. Save today by calling 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL. Offered to U.S. residents by WebBank, who determines qualifications for and terms of credit.
Now it's time for another tip from ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners.
We are the Gulf Coast's premier local digital marketing partner. Did you know every campaign we create is done right here from our radio studio office, right here in Pensacola? Locally customized, locally designed, locally planned, locally executed, and locally optimized for your success by our team of media marketing professionals that really know Northwest Florida and South Alabama. Our team makes sure your campaign contains the most attention-getting display and video elements and the most advanced targeting to make sure your marketing budget is used in the most effective way possible. We are ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners, your team of trusted media professionals under the same roof of the radio names you know and love, like Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, ESPN Pensacola, and Pensacola's Playlist. Begin your partnership with ADX Digital today by emailing connect@adxdigitalmarketing.com.
ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners.
Hey, have you heard about the new Charter Academy at Pensacola State College?
No, what's so special about it?
Well, you can earn your high school diploma, transferable college credits, and an associate's degree all at the same time, and it's completely free. But hurry, because they're enrolling 11th and 12th graders now for August classes.
Wow, how do I get enrolled? Hi, I'm Karen McCabe, the principal at the Charter Academy. Give me a call, 484-2366, and visit us on the website, charteracademy.pensacolastate.edu.
News Radio Pensacola is your trusted source for hurricane coverage. If a hurricane approaches, News Radio Pensacola will provide you with the latest forecasts and warnings from the National Hurricane Center. If a hurricane approaches, News Radio Pensacola will help you find resources for disaster relief. If a hurricane approaches, News Radio Pensacola will interview experts on hurricane preparedness and safety. No one covers the storms like News Radio 92.3.
On News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. It's Pensacola right now with Joe and Gracie. Hope you're having a great Thursday night, getting ready to one more day of the work week, finish it up, and have a great weekend. Just a little bit late to traffic and weather together, so we're going to get a quick look at our roads for this Thursday evening. I-10-I-110 not showing any delays. If you do see something else on the road, just make sure to give me a call to the traffic line, which is 850-2626-111. Also, for weather, we're looking good right now with mostly cloudy skies. We do have a small chance of rain for tonight, just 20%, and a low of 71. This weekend should be good, with tomorrow mostly sunny skies and a high of 86 for tomorrow. It's 83 right now in Pensacola, 83 in Milton, and 83 in Gulf Breeze. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, with your traffic and weather together.
So just fact-checking what we were discussing last segment, the Benson merchandise and the slogan, Make America Florida. And there were reports coming out that this was officially tied to the DeSantis campaign. Reuters actually did the work for us. It is not. It is not formally tied to Governor DeSantis's campaign. The slogan, Our Great American Comeback, that is the official slogan of the DeSantis campaign. You go to the website, you click on the shop, that's none of the Make America Florida stuff is on there. The website, the what is it, makeamericaflorida.shop, I think, is not officially affiliated at all with the DeSantis campaign. But I'm sure, you know, it's catchy. It's obviously, you know, based on the Make America Great Again, and, you know, it's a dig at Trump, but it's not affiliated officially with the DeSantis campaign. So just clearing that up from last segment. In hour number one today, it is the first day of the Atlantic hurricane season, and we had on Travis Tompkins, the Escambia County Emergency Manager. And first thing we talked about, we asked about, was about the system that's in the Gulf, and just what a great reminder it is that, look, 24 hours ago, this thing had a 20% chance, if that, it may have been 10% or 20% chance of formation. Lunchtime today, 70% chance of formation. Thankfully, it's not coming near us. It's just, you know, it's going to rain for a few days. Everything's going to be fine. It's going to strengthen into a tropical storm, it looks like, and then fall back into a depression, but it's headed towards Cuba. But it's an important reminder on this first day of Atlantic hurricane season that this thing can change very quickly at any time. You know, disaster can strike, and certainly we hope for a quiet hurricane season. But talking hurricane preparedness now with Escambia County Emergency Manager Travis Tompkins.
You know, I'm really thankful that it's going south. But, you know, all you had to do is look at that forecast. It was, only a 20% probability of something forming, and then a 40, 50, then a 70. And then we turn around this afternoon, and it's a depression looking to be Tropical Storm Arlene potentially by tomorrow. And so it really was a good backdrop, really, in the sense from June 1st, here we are, the first day of hurricane season, and we have potentially a tropical storm forming. Again, thankfully, it's not headed this direction, but it formed in the Gulf, and that's something that we need to pay attention to. You know, when something forms in the Gulf, they don't know where that thing's going at the beginning. I don't care, in a National Hurricane Center or the National Weather Service. And so it just gives us a very, very good reminder of making sure we're that 1 week ready.
And you just mentioned it, 1 week ready. Anybody who's been in Florida for any length of time is familiar with the first 72 is on you, and that statewide messaging is kind of changing now. So why don't you kind of talk us through that and why the change and how that messaging is going out from now on?
Well, all you really have to do is use Hurricane Michael as over in Bay County in 2018, a Category 5 catastrophic storm that impacted that community as the example. So state resources and local resources, we're trying to get resources to a community to help recover as quickly as possible. But when you have a catastrophic event like that, it can be much more than 72 hours for supplies to get into the more rural areas. So we have all kinds of different activities that are going on, cut and toss, power restoration, all kinds of things that are being impacted. All these resources trying to come in that are blocking up our roads and everything else. And there are sections of counties and especially in rural areas that it may take longer than that. And so we really want to start pushing out. And in fact, the whole state of Florida is taking this approach now as well, that the first 72, it's a catchy phrase, but it is not as practical as being 1 week ready. And what that means is making sure that every person in your household has enough food and water and medical supplies for an entire week. And so that's the new messaging, and it's because we're looking at catastrophic planning.
Talking with Travis Tompkins, the Escambia County Emergency Manager. And Travis, you had a media roundtable this week, an effort to, you know, obviously meet everybody who's putting the messaging out and to really just talk about things that, you know, from the media perspective, we can do better, and also just learn more about what your department is doing along with media relations and just getting that word out. And one thing that you had mentioned specifically was an effort to kind of get more churches on board and unified in their messaging to people who attend churches around the area.
Yes, sir. So we started that initiative last year. We had our first ever places of worship preparedness seminar, and we are doing that again this year. It'll be Wednesday, June 7th, from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m., and we're asking for church leadership to show up. We've reached out. What we did is we had a list of all the churches in Escambia County. We just got finished today calling all of them. And then we're also reaching out to our other faith-based organizations that we know that help in disasters to come together this Wednesday to talk about preparedness. And talking about preparedness for the church being the church, to take care of their own, to take care of your congregation, to making sure that you have contact options for all of the folks that are in your congregation. There's folks that have special needs. There's the elderly. There's folks that need to be checked on. And so having the ability and having the information of what to do and how to start that off, to kick that off, and then, of course, for storm preparation, that's going to obviously be a big part of it as well, of making sure that congregants are ready for storms, and then assistance after the storm. I mean, there's always assistance that's available. A lot of people don't necessarily know how to get that information, so that's information that we'll be pushing out as well, as also encouraging churches to help one another. And then also we have a lot of great faith-based resources that disaster response groups that come into our community. And there's churches that maybe don't know about that maybe want to assist some of those folks that are coming in. There's so many ways to serve and so many ways the church can serve before, during, and after a storm. And that's what the crux of this is, what we're talking about.
That was Travis Tompkins, Escambia County Emergency Manager, joined us during hour number one today. And, getting things rolling on Atlantic hurricane season. So by the end of the day, we could have our first named storm, Arlene. But it's headed south away from our area, thank goodness. More on the weather and a check of the roads. Gracie, how's it looking out there?
Our roads are looking great this Thursday evening, with I-10 and I-110 not showing any major slowdowns, as well as 29 and 90. If you do see something on the roads causing delays, if you see an accident and have some details, give me a call to the traffic line, which is 850-262-6111. For weather, we are looking good. We do have mostly cloudy skies right now. A small chance of rain for this evening, but nothing in the area right now. Taking a look at the News Radio ThreatNet radar. A low of 71 right now. It's 83 in Pensacola, 83 in Milton, and 82 in Gulf Breeze. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
So the big game of the night tonight, the Miami Heat will try to keep the Cinderella story going in Denver.
Not only just a regular season, 82 games, you know, 5.5 months, but then to go through the gauntlet of three seven-game series just to get to this point, you're just really grateful.
Nuggets Heat starts at 7:30. That'll be on ABC. TV game in Major League Baseball, the Angels are taking on the Astros, 7:10 on FS1. A lot of baseball games finishing already. Only looks like two in progress. Early scores, 3-1 Blue Jays over the Brewers. The Mets beat the Phillies 4-2. The Padres crushing the Marlins 10-1, and the Diamondbacks beating the Rockies 5-4. Women's College Softball World Series. Two games already final. Tennessee beating Alabama 10-5. And all these games, double elimination. Oklahoma beats Stanford 2-0. Later on at 7:20 on ESPN, Florida State taking on Oklahoma State. And at 8:30, Washington takes on Utah. Other sports headlines. Lionel Messi won't be returning to PSG. The soccer superstar will have several options, including possibly going back to Barcelona, playing in Saudi Arabia, or perhaps even with Inter Miami in MLS. The Indy 500 fan who got his car damaged due to the flying tire is getting a completely new one at no expense. Speedway owner Penske Entertainment said the fan named Robin Matthews is getting a new free ride. The crash with Felix Rosenqvist and Kyle Kirkwood sent the tire flying over the grandstand. A look at health and business headlines. Some companies are cutting costs by pulling job offers from prospective employees, featuring a slowdown, a slowdown in the economy is coming. NBC News says companies like Meta, Amazon, and crypto firm Coinbase have all acknowledged pulling recent offers. New numbers from LinkedIn show hiring for entry-level roles is down 37% for those without a college degree, even more for those with a degree.
And FedEx has reached a new contract agreement with its pilots. The company says that there's a tentative agreement with their pilots union that is going to help the company deliver outstanding service to customers around the world. The agreement prevents a potential strike. 2 weeks back, thousands of FedEx pilots voted in favor of one.
The FDA is approving a Pfizer vaccine for seniors that protects them from RSV. Pfizer said yesterday it expects supply to be available within the next few months ahead of the cold and flu season.
And sleep apnea or snoring could be linked to lower brain volume. A study in France shows that the part of the brain that's connected to your memory shrinks in those of severe sleep disordered breathing. And the study's lead author says that untreated sleep disorder could have a risk of dementia.
Pop culture news, Tupac Shakur receiving a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. The rapper's memory will be enshrined forever during a ceremony on June 7th, where his sister will accept the star on his behalf. The honor comes nearly 27 years after he was shot and killed in Las Vegas.
And Danny Masterson, this is the actor that's best known for his role in That 70s Show, was found guilty of two counts of rape that happened yesterday, Wednesday, in Los Angeles retrial, in which the Church of Scientology played a certain role. And he was led from the courtroom in handcuffs yesterday and faces 30 years to life in prison.
Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez are moving into a new Beverly Hills mansion. The new home is apparently worth $61 million. It's 38,000 square feet, boasting 12 bedrooms, 24 bathrooms, and a 12-car garage.
Nice. And Bill Cosby is facing a new lawsuit from a former Playboy model after a new California law was passed that temporarily lifts the statute of limitations for sexual assault cases on a civil level. The lawsuit was filed today by lawyers for Victoria Valentino, and she previously accused Cosby of raping her.
Wacky weird stuff. Another tourist in Hawaii followed her GPS right into the ocean. The exact same thing happened in the exact same location last month. A tourist followed her GPS directions and went straight into the water. She was rescued by fishermen in a nearby boat who seemed annoyed by the whole thing. They didn't dive into the water like the last rescuers. They instead just barked out instructions to leave her car and swim to their boat.
Do you think she had a backseat full of gift baskets of chocolate turtles for companies?
Yes, I love the Office reference. That's exactly what happened. Yeah, that was the first thing I thought of when I heard this. Well, that's Dwight and Michael did.
Yeah, of course. One more wacky, weird one out of Florida. The city of Mulberry, Florida is putting dozens of signs up warning drivers of smartphone zombies or pedestrians who are engrossed in their phones. They're not paying attention to vehicles around them, and a city official said that he got the idea from a meme, but it is important, especially in areas of schools and libraries.
It's 6:50 right now. We'll take our final break of the night. Come back with a tribute to the National Spelling Bee. Gracie is going to guess three more words, and we'll see how she does, and we'll finish out with some good news. It's Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3.
Just add against her will.
Ready to save on your energy bill? Compass Solar Energy, Northwest Florida's premier solar company, has been locally owned and operated in Pensacola for over 20 years. They want to help you save money on your energy costs, and they offer free quotes for residential and commercial solar packages. They also have a full service department, and full system diagnostics are available, no matter who installed your system. Visit CompassSolar.com for details or find them on Facebook. It's time to start saving on your energy bill with Compass Solar Energy.
Hey, Pensacola. It's Christina Leavenworth with the Leavenworth team at Leavenrinke Realty. Your home is your most valuable asset, so make sure you're hiring a professional, the Leavenworth team. The Leavenworth team has the knowledge and expertise to help you buy or sell your home with confidence. Don't even think about making a real estate move without at least talking to us first. Contact us today at 850-378-1260. The Leavenworth team. Experience matters, and we're here to help.
As a small business owner, what keeps you up at night? Just knowing if your email got hacked or your phone system went down, it could cost you thousands in revenue, as well as your reputation. That's where Data Revolution comes in with their unique position to take care of you and your business IT support, phone systems, cybersecurity, and more. Secure it and sleep better at night by going to datarevs.com. Winner of the 2021 Best of the Bay for IT support, datarevs.com.
Every year, Steve Faircal climbs the stairs at the John Hancock Center in Chicago, 94 floors to the top.
It's called the hustle up the Hancock.
It's hard to believe when you watch Steve today that a few years ago, his lungs were failing and he was fighting to survive.
For 8 hours a day, someone was pounding on my chest to try and keep my lungs clear. I honestly don't think I had more than a couple weeks to live.
That's when Steve received the gift of life, a double lung transplant made possible by an organ donor.
After I got my new lungs, I started doing things that I had never been able to do. I never knew that breathing could feel this good.
Steve climbs to honor his donor and to raise awareness for organ, eye, and tissue donation.
Wouldn't you like that when you left this beautiful planet, that you could save a few lives on your way out? It's an incredible gift.
Imagine what you could make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
We're committed to providing you with the latest and most accurate information during hurricane season. So tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the latest updates and stay safe.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Happy Thursday. Thank you for spending some time with us today. Thank you for your text. Always appreciate the interaction and your feedback. We loved communicating with you, and certainly appreciate the text letting us know what's happening out on the roads. All of it, we love it. So tonight on ION TV is the finals of the Scripps National Spelling Bee, and the internet does what they always do and put together cool stuff. And somebody came together and went through the 10 easiest winning words from every spelling bee. Scripps National Spelling Bee, that is, since 1925, and safe to say they have gotten a lot tougher in recent years. So Gracie has graciously allowed to be the guinea pig here in doing a little Pensacola Right Now spelling bee. Didn't do so well the first hour.
Living
she went
her nightmare.
0 for 3. Didn't even try any of the three. Much better hour number two. Went three
with the
for three.
Easy words.
So we've got three words here. I'm going to look through the list and try to make it as tough as I possibly can, and we'll get her reaction and her guesses coming up here right after traffic and weather together.
Well, roads are looking good right now. I-10, I-110, not showing any major slowdowns. If you do see something on the roads, just make sure to give me a call to the traffic line, which is 850-2626-111. And for weather, we are going to get an update from Joseph Neubauer on WEAR.
Looking ahead to Friday and the weekend, weather forecast provides us with hot and humid weather, but the rain chances will decrease only at about 10% each and every afternoon. Lots of sunshine. If you do head down to the beach to cool off, be mindful of the fact that we have some activity in the Gulf. It's not heading our way, but it could kick up the rip current risk on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So be careful if you do head down there and be mindful of what flag is flying at your area beach. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer here at WEAR News.
Thanks so much, Joseph. It's 83 right now in Pensacola, 83 in Milton, 82 in Gulf Breeze. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
I'm surprised you didn't just go through every surface street in the county.
I was thinking 5 minutes of traffic would be my out.
I would have cut you off.
Yeah, I know.
So the 1970 winning word in the Scripps Howard National Spelling Bee was croissant. I've eaten a donut and a bagel out of the trash before, but never a croissant. Your word is croissant.
I think I can do croissant. Okay. C-R-O-I-S-S-A-N-T, croissant.
Okay, very cool. Good. The 1993 winning word was kamikaze.
Nope.
She drank 4 kamikazes at the bar and puked on her Uber driver. Your word is kamikaze.
I can't do that one. Skip.
All right. The spelling K-A-M-I-K-A-Z-E. Kamikaze. And the last word. The winning word in 1956 was condominium. No. If I just work in radio another 30 to 40 years, I'll finally be able to afford that condominium. Your word is condominium.
I think you can spell this one out, but I don't want to mess it up. I don't want to mess it up.
You're going for the $50,000 grand prize.
Okay.
You've gotten this far. You've been studying for years to get to this point. You were the runner-up last year.
Okay, let's see.
You were the only one left on the stage. Don't cheat.
I'm not cheating. Jeez Louise, I'm not typing anything in. C-O-N-D-O-M-I-N-I-U-M. Condominium.
Yeah.
She's so smart.
She's
a real blonde and she's this smart.
You found the website where the list was.
No, I didn't.
All right.
I could have. Oh yeah, this is my nightmare. I can barely read the word, kamikaze, let alone spell it. I thought that was a bomb.
Well, kamikazes were traditionally the suicide pilots.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
At least like the, in World War II, yeah. But anyway. But yeah, so I mean, I'll give you a half credit. You would not have won the $50,000 because I would have stopped you cold on there. We'll finish with some good news. A 23-year-old woman in Arizona posted an emotional video last month after her mom accidentally donated her 3700 Canon camera to Goodwill. Before she could get it back, somebody bought it for $70. But after the video went viral, her local news did a story, and the couple who bought it came forward. She offered a $500 reward, but they didn't want it, even though they've been having money issues. She reached out to Canon. The company stepped up and gave the couple another camera to replace the one that they returned.
Aww.
That's cool. Good, all around. Well done there. That's going to do it for us here on Pensacola right now. We've got one more day. Happy Friday tomorrow. We'll talk about Ted Lasso. I am watching the season finale tonight.
Oh,
have a
goodness.
Good night.
You're listening to